COP Agri says rising fuel costs, drought conditions and policy uncertainty continue to prompt caution in South Africa's agricultural sector, despite its full-year results having shown a nearly 30% rise in revenue, headline earnings per share up 14%, and the company raising its total dividend 5.8% to 123.5 cents. CEO Sean Walsh joins us on the line now. Sean, thanks so much for your time this evening. So looking at your full-year results, I've blitzed through the headline numbers there, but part of the revenue increase that you have seen coming on the back of an acquisition that was made over the period. So give us a more accurate reflection, I guess, of the business's performance given prevailing market conditions.
Alicia, thank you very much. Yes, so we added 13 business units during the year. We have also spent 400 million in capex during the year, of which 90% was on acquisitions, new business ventures, and expansions. So yes, we would expect the revenue to jump up, but we did have a bit of a non-like-for-like move up on revenue due to managed sites in the fuel company space moving across to own sites, as well as a few once-off items during the year in terms of expenses. Hence, the earnings per share growth are slightly lower as a percentage versus the revenue percentage growth.
Absolutely. As you say, though, you aren't sitting on your laurels through the cycle, though. You've been highly acquisitive over the period, and you highlight that you're considering further acquisitions moving forward. Talk us through the rationale.
So, Alicia, yes, we have now for 4 or 5 years been diversifying our retail offering in South Africa. It has basically been on a strategy of doing business with more customers in more places with more products and hopefully making more money. This is really, on the one hand, to lessen our exposure to the agricultural retail sector, and on the other hand, increase our exposure to general retail, convenience retail, and the fuel sector. And you will see that our growth in the year has come 10% from the fuel company, 6% in terms of our grain division, 8% in terms of our trade in agricultural retail and general retail growth, as well as our acquisition in Natal.
And does all of this, Sean, get funded off balance sheet? And I ask because the theme that's been cropping up over the latest earnings season amongst companies across the board is that of deleveraging the balance sheet and strengthening it along the way.
Yes, so Alicia, I think what we have found that because most of our acquisitions have been in the fuel company space, we have seen the pressure in the economy leading to lower acquisition rates and therefore have not held back in terms of our capital expenditure. We believe that we will, by expanding the footprint, be well positioned to grow further when there is an uptick in the economy.
And are those opportunities rife? You know, the assumption is that you could potentially be picking up steals in the current economic climate, with many players unable to withstand tough market operating and trading conditions.
Well, yes, I think out of three potential acquisitions, we are probably only offering making an offer on one out of the three at this stage. And no, I don't think there is a proliferation of available opportunities. One needs to have a team which is focused on selecting the right locations and obviously investing in things that fit our strategy.
Yeah. Having said all of that, Sean, you too are up against a subdued retail environment, and there's caution in the agricultural community at large due to very erratic climate conditions. So give us a better sense of the kind of risk you're mitigating against and just how robust your buffers are.
So yes, Alicia, obviously there is no doubt that the confidence levels at an agricultural retail sector level are lower than 2 years ago, with farmers more hesitant to spend capital expenditure on their farms. But at the same time, we have found that by expanding our general retail ranges, yeah, in categories that we can win better than others, like hardware, paint, pet, pool, garden, and clothing, that we are able to generate above 10% growth in those categories by good optimization, margin management, assortment expansions, etc.
To what extent, Sean, is your strategy and this diversification into the general retail and fuel market coming as a result of uneasiness around what policy could potentially mean for you down the line within the agri space? Because there's a whole lot of policy uncertainty that you're having to contend with right now.
Yes, Alicia, it's true that the uncertainty around expropriation without compensation is weighing heavily on the sector, but it is not really because of that that we have particularly decided to diversify into other retail markets. We would really just like to, in a few years' time, be able to say that an equal balance has been found from a gross profit contribution from agricultural retail, fuel retail, convenience retail, and general retail.
That was the CEO of Kaap Agri, Sean Walsh.